American media is a business, and it has a mission. Not to inform Americans, but to entertain them.
You know, there's happy news for happy people with happy problems.
And the business leaders said that they had to renew with vigor what they called the everlasting battle for the minds of men and indoctrinate citizens with a capitalist story.
Global corporations feeding us the news as they see fit.
Truth is subversive. It's anti-American.
Americans have computers in school, dozens of TV stations, and the most aggressive news media on Earth. Does that mean they're better informed? Hardly.
And now, for Newsreel, here's Sean Kennedy.
And it is a good day. This is Sean Kennedy reporting for the Internet for Monday, January 7th, 2007. And you are listening to Newsreel, the Wall Global Sit Rep on Core Political Tyranny, Technology, and Trends for your headspace and timing. Right Media is taking a stand for free speech today. And just by listening and distributing this program, you are as well. You can follow up on all of these news stories, and you can check my facts by going to my live journal. And you can get to my live journal by going to sean_kennedy.livejournal.com. Dot com, but you have to put that little HTTP thing with the colon and the two slashes on it. Otherwise, the computer does it on its own. Well, actually, that's a lie. The browser does it on its own, and it's probably a subsect of it. This would be a free broadcast brought to you. This is a free podcast that can be heard on Rand Radio, SRN1, Wild Bunch Radio, WNY Media Network, KJAG Radio, Pure Rock Radio, Radio Red Mercury, Radio Free China, the Red Radio State. It's also being broadcast all over the world in most communist nations, because they understand that if you don't believe me, just ask them, you know, just send a letter to Mao. He'll let you know. Yeah, Sean Kennedy. Okay. We crick on it all the time. Hey, Sean, got some feedback. Actually, before we get into the feedback, I suppose we should bring everybody else in. Like
I
Sim.
Think so. Sim. Hello, Sean.
This is the anniversary special.
It is the 9-year anniversary special.
Which means for everybody who's listening who doesn't give a shit, they're not going to get much in the way of news stories.
No, not
it's kind of like, you know, open lines when the DJ
the lines
runs
are
out.
Open.
The lines are open. Phone in. We'll talk about whatever crazy shit you want. It's good times. Yeah. You know, nobody cares. They just want the news stories. Because there's guys who listen to the show just for news.
They don't care about you.
They don't care about me. They don't care. It's true. There's
really?
People listening
just
to this program.
Just give us the news, Sean.
Totally. There's people listening to this program. They're like, yeah. You just beat Slashdot by 3 weeks usually. Come on. Give me the shit. I need the fix.
I need it. Quick.
I need hope. It's so hard to find hope on the internet. It used to be easy to find hope on the internet. A little bit of mirror shades, a couple stories about neural jacking. You're thinking, one day we're all going to have Mecca. Now, shit, it's like the documentation of pharma-fascism as it slowly takes over and chemically castrates our culture. Yeah, it's bad. It's
sad.
It's terrible.
And we're
sad.
At the rant meet right now.
We are. I'm going to get there. I've got an hour. I've got to pad this out. I've got to pad this out. You're like all dropping the ball.
Quick.
Oh. Yeah, there's
take
other
that back.
People.
Race that.
There's other people here. No, we're not. We're rolling. We're rolling. Do I have to work with this man? Here we are. Here we are at the rant meet with Sim and Party. How many people got here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and various women who are, but they don't count as numbers. No. Well, geez, I'm already in shit. You know?
Yes, you are.
God damn it!
Keep going. As roll long as we through say, it.
No, it's dimensional physics. All right, so. So let's get into who's all here, how they got here.
Yes,
that's usually the best thing to do. Usually I have it all backwards because I got some feedback here, and then I've got some questions for people. But let's go around the room. So we're going to go around robin. Everyone's going to say their name, where they're from, and they're going to say how they heard about Rand. And you're going to keep it short. So if you can remember, if not, just go a whole bunch of times. That'll be fine too. Okay, go.
All right, my name is Nathaniel. I heard.
Nathaniel, get that mic in front of your mouth.
Oh.
Yeah, there you go.
My name is Nathaniel. I heard about Rant from. I actually just found it through Rant TV in a Showcast server. And I'm from Redmond, Washington.
Yo, microphone. Everything that Nathaniel did wrong, okay? Don't hit the cable. There we go. Okay, we're good. No cable hitting. Okay, there we go.
Next. Is this loud enough?
What's that?
Is this loud enough? This will do?
Yeah, that'll do.
All right. This is Will, and I'm also known as K16. And I found out about Rant Media through the Counter-Strike interview, if I remember correctly, with Ming Lei.
Really?
Or Gooseman, yeah.
Oh, I remember that. Shit, that was like 10,000 years ago.
Yeah, but I wasn't around during What the Hell, so.
Yeah, that's okay, though, but
so
that's
not,
how you
I'm
found
not
Rant
that,
from
I'm
the
not
Counter-Strike
that far back. I'm
did you say where you're from?
Yeah, I'm from the newer generation, not the older one, so, yeah.
Well, I mean, the newer generation.
The ones that aren't that far back.
Yeah, crazy. So that's neat though that you found about it from the Counter-Strike, because I remember that. I wouldn't remember that Gooseman interview because that was a big deal. Like, our guy who used to provide us bandwidth, he was down here for that. He thought that was, like, hot, hot, sexy goodness. That was, like, the best thing ever. Cool.
Yep.
Well, awesome, dude. Okay, right. And the man with the background, the man who always looks after all of my back-end needs. Yeah. Enki!
Hey, this is Enki. I'm the guy who runs all the internet stuff. I'm here because I finally fixed the forums and everyone forgave me.
And
to talk more. Busy unbricking an iPhone. Bye-bye.
Yeah. So it's, which, you know, and if you need to get your iPhone unbricked, you can contact Enki. No, I'm kidding. It's a major issue, and Enki has done so much work with the forums, and none of which he's paid for very well. I mean, you know, generally, he only makes about $150 an hour when he works with us. Normally, you know, there's another zero on that, so we can't really afford him. And I don't really understand it, but, you know, he says he needs that, so that's what we got. No, he's just been a prince. Thank you so much, Enki. And you can see Enki when you go to DEF CON every year. He's the coolest guy there, easy to find. Just walk around anybody and say, where's Enki? And I'll be like, oh, he's the coolest guy here. You know, who are you, and why do you want Enki? Do you have that kind of clearance? And on to you.
My name is Derek, also known online as Sir Dork, and I'm the one most likely to crash here tonight because I've been up for days driving out here from Calgary.
And I gave him supreme shit for that. Okay, you're not allowed to be out, you know, doing that. And you're a good buddy of Shades.
Yes.
Who I'm going to take this advantage to say a big shout-outs and hello to. Good man, Charlie Brown. So, and Shade is going to be coming, apparently, to the 10-year anniversary next year.
Under his own power, or I'm going
to
make him.
Yeah, it's like, that's right, Shade. So if you're listening to this, we're coming to get you. Okay. And over to the man of the hour, Kindling Boy, who has made this Rant Meet so amazing, because currently we're crammed into his house, which is really cool, because he's got all this antique stuff everywhere, and there was a girl here who looked really hot and gothy, so that was cool. I mean, it's been, you know, anytime you have a Rant Meet, there's cool, gothy, hot chicks.
I do my best to provide for you.
Yeah, you do. The wife is here, though. You can't bring cool, hot, gothy chicks like that. A bit of a miscom there. Next time, hot, gothy chick. No, I can't say that. I feel the eye of Sauron upon me. Okay, so
anyway,
Kindling Boy.
My name is Michael, also Kindling Boy. This is my home.
Speak louder.
Sorry. My name is Kindling Boy. This is my home. And I'm from local. I'm from Vancouver, BC.
Awesome. And what do you do for rent?
What I do for rent?
I'll do anything you want for rent.
Well, yes.
Yes.
I used to write content for the various websites, but since you guys don't need that anymore, I don't do a damn thing.
No, you provide locations.
Yes.
All right, let's go to this guy. There we go.
Hi, this is Hatter of Madness.
I'm from
Tacoma, Washington.
That's right, and you provide me with many good stories. There's been many, many stories I've
sometimes
covered. Sometimes. Yeah, yeah,
I do
very good.
With what I got, you know. I heard about Rant probably about maybe a year and a half ago. I found it on a Winamp channel and hooked ever since.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you, Hatter. And Mr. Moore, he has to say something. He's here with his camera in one hand.
Hi, this is Sparky. I guess I'm the photographer and punk rock station manager at Rant Radio.
And how did you hear about Rant?
8 years ago, I bought a computer and I turned on the internet and there was Rant Radio and I've been in love ever since.
That is such a lie.
It is.
That is such a filthy, filthy lie. You know, I'm not going to tell the truth, but I am going to draw attention to the fact that that is, in fact, a fucking lie.
And just as a personal side note,
always grab the mic back.
If you bought a Scab Wings of Abaddon book and received it from Rant Radio.
Ah, yes.
And you received a bookmark in that book.
That's right.
That would be my photo.
That's right. Which we didn't pay him for that. We didn't pay him for that at all. We just stole it.
No monetary money was exchanged.
Nope.
But there was also no name exchanged.
Oh, there's no credit.
No Creative Commons.
Yeah, because it's my book, and it's a picture of me, so you don't count for shit. It's all me, me, me.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, you've turned over on the back of each of them. Rather than giving your name, I wrote me, me, me.
Exactly.
That's what it is. And we're sorry. So for anyone who's wondering, if you got one of those bookmarks, which I have a bunch of them, and I've handed them out, we should actually write on the back in big letters. Yeah, but make a sticker and say, he did that. He did that. On to DJ Vortex.
Hi, I'm DJ Vortex. I'm a local boy. I've known Sean for God knows how many years now.
10,000 years.
Since he was probably around 10, 11, 12, 13 years old, something like that.
Yeah, which is great, because now I get all this shit thrown back in my face from when I was like 9. You remember when you were 9 and you pissed your pants? Har, har, har!
Or the time you came over, we were playing D&D, and you were decided to hang around.
Yeah, well, you know, you got to do something, right? I mean, it's Port Kells. Right. What the hell do you want? I mean, it's either that or you're going to, like, go huff gas or watch the paint dry. Fuck.
Or drink the water.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. You get know. The bus Let's site. Sneak into the pool and get our ass kicked again. Nice! So, yeah, and you do, major plug, shameless plug, you are involved with the major goth scene.
Yep.
The true unadulterated goth scene, not the new, not these children, these child.
Actually, we play for them, too. We do a lot of the EBM.
Well, of course you do, because you got to, right?
We do industrial, we do goth, we do indie, punk, pretty much anything. We'll do 90s alternative.
And where?
At Sanctuary at the Lotus on Fridays in Vancouver. It's at 455 Abbott.
Okay, so, and if people wanted to know more about Sanctuary, they're like a budding gothling.
They can go on their website. There's a few of them around. There's a Sanctuary Facebook page. There's a
which no one will use because Facebook is evil.
Oh, don't use Facebook.
There's
also www.sanctuaryfridays.com.
There you go, sanctuaryfridays.com. So that's cool. And if you're, I don't go as much as I used to because I'm like a grown-up old fat man with gray hair, and no one wants to be the old guy in the bar.
Actually, have you come to Sanctuary yet? I seem to recall you coming out to Twilight Zone.
I came to Twilight Zone. I did go to the Sanctuary. I went last year at this time. At the rant meet, we
no,
rant.
That was malfunction, actually.
No, for fuck's sake. It's a, you know, it's all in the same goddamn venue. And
different venue, actually.
That's right. Oh, yeah, we did. We did. I was drinking Red Bulls and vodka, which is a good reason why I don't remember it. It's different, though. The Red Bull that you get here is not the same as Red Bull you get in Thailand. Because the Red Bull, oh, yeah, no, the Red Bull is carbonated here, and the shit in Thailand just tastes like, wow, I'm drinking syrup.
It's pure taurine.
Yeah, it's like, you may as well just drink the bull piss right here. Yeah, it's pretty bad. So let's hand it over to the next dude, who is Sir.
This is JD. I'm up here from Southern California, and I have been involved with Rant on a very, 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 very passive level since the very early days of the What the Hell show. I spent probably about 2 minutes in the IRC before I realized, you know what? I think I like the voices better than the chat room. So... oh man, chat what, room bad.
Whatever happened to Lieutenant Major Zombie? I can't hear you.
He jumps into the IRC once in a while. Once every 6 months.
Not to steal your thunder. But okay, so and so you're down from SoCal, and this is a long way to go. I mean, Vancouver to SoCal is...
Yes, it is, and I actually walked here. I did it in less than 24 hours.
And boy, are my feet tired. That's right.
I worship you that much. No, actually, my whole family's from this area,
nice.
And we just timed everything so perfect, so I had to show up and give you guys hell.
Nice, nice. Thank you, and thank you so much. And, of course, we have the latest member who I think is talking. Sir.
Oh, my name is Richard, and I discovered Rant Radio from the first guy to talk, Nathaniel, and... I visit the site every once in a while. I enjoy it. It's awesome.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't have a problem. I don't need to be arrested. I was just here. I just found these guys here. You know, I'm not really involved. I just drove the car.
Oh, I'm from Redmond, yeah.
Oh, another dude from Redmond. Yes. That's heavy Microsoft territory.
Oh, yes. Yeah, Heart of Darkness.
Yeah, the Heart of Darkness. Actually, well, I've got buddies down there. I've got a good buddy. He's an engineer down there. So, you know what? I'm still... No, even though Anki made the little barb at me the other day, I couldn't believe he did that. He made the horrible side. Yeah, that's right. I'm talking about you. And he goes, he says, I showed because I got the wife, the Asus Triple E, for Christmas, right? And without batting an eye, he's like, I can't believe it. Your wife uses Linux and you don't. And I'm like, wow, that's like such a gender slam. Like, that's like, sniper, I'm taking fire over here. Like, oh my God, I couldn't believe he said that to me. But technically it is true, so I can't severely bitch. So on to some feedback here right off the top. First thing, hey Sean, which is this related to the books and everything, so I put this on here. Hey Sean, just recently read The Scabwings of Abaddon and listened to The Bloodstained Rabbit. I found it first on my hard drive.
Oh.
Yeah, found the first on my hard drive, and reading it prompted me to download the second, which I'm like, good. First of all, damn and bravo.
Damn.
Which I guess
that's a good thing,
right?
That's
damn.
What the kids are saying.
Well, I mean, you're
days.
Talking about the that's what all the kids are saying. That's
the
like that scene
slang.
In Blade 3 where the guy's like,
see
you
that.
Know, she's got the bow and arrow and it's this chick and she puts on her iPod and goes fighting vampires listening to music on her Vipod and I'm uh-huh. like, "Wow, how do I have the situational awareness of a cantaloupe?" But, you know, I don't need my ears when I'm fighting the undead who are much faster and stronger and have no pain tolerance. Sure, what the fuck do I need one of my senses for? That shit just... Yeah, and he listens to trip-hop, you know, whenever the kids are listening. And I'm like, pop, fuck off. You know, seriously. And that's how young people get killed. They see that
that's
shit
right.
on TV.
They emulate it.
They go to fight vampires, and they're listening to the iPod.
They learn bad things from media.
And before you know it, you're a Freezy. That's it. And, you know, nobody wants to be the blood Freezy, so that's why, you know, Rand Radio is here to stop. There's some good visuals. I mean, I like the Blade movies because at least they portray.
First one is very good. Second or third.
Oh, really?
Anything redeeming at all in them?
Oh, yeah, it's worth seeing. Okay, I mean, the nice thing about the first Blade movie was that when you listen to the audio commentary on the film, the guys are like, yeah, we weren't trying to make art here. We're just making a story about a really badass character ripping people up.
Great.
You know, message delivered. You
yes,
know, like,
definitely.
Wow, way to be honest. And the new stuff, I mean, the second one wasn't that great because they put this big love interest in there, which I was like, meh.
Never good.
So, I mean, that wasn't that hot. But the third one was basically back to the whole
kicking
killer
ass.
Thing. And then he kind of has this party, and they do their thing and everything. Yeah. That's not annoying at all.
Ignore the camera.
It's like Sparky's got, you know, that droid that was in the beginning of Empire Strikes Back that, like, lands and Chewbacca shoots. That's what his camera is. And he's, like, running around the room with this
in
thing.
In your face.
So, great. We're going to have ad-ads here right quick. which, boy, wouldn't that be the footage? You
yes.
know, isn't that Cloverleaf movie? Do you know what's happening with that Cloverfield film? Do you know what's going on with that?
No idea. I don't know if it's going to be good or bad.
I hope it's ad-ads. That's what I hope. Anyone says what it is, I'm
that'd
hoping
be
that'd be awesome. I mean, you know, Photoshop, all of them. But anyway, I should get back to Damn and Bravo. All that from Damn.
Wow.
You're a damn good author. That's not a damn. That's like a small
one. It was a good book. Both very good books.
Could do better. You're a damn good author. I'll buy Abaddon in actual book format when I have the spare cash. Never fear. I don't believe you.
We hear that all the time.
You never will. It's like me saying I'm going to buy all these freaking Psytrance CDs. You know, I'm never going to get around to actually. Well, I want to. Yeah. I want to. I do. Especially there's like a lot of, like, Infected Mushroom should be supported. Psydrop should be, some 12,000 mics should be supported. There's like the list goes on ever since I started listening, and guys, and not just within that genre too, that's just the latest and greatest, because for the last 9 years I've been listening to industrial stuff, and then you move over to the Psytrance venue and you go from like Covenant, the old school stuff, you know, Sisters of Mercy, Bauhaus. Sisters of Mercy has the distinction of having the best album name ever,
which is
a Slight Case of Overbombing.
That is
which
very
is my
good
favorite
name.
That's their greatest hits album, isn't it? Yeah. And it's luckily DJ Vortex taught me, which is kind of funny he's here, because the guy taught me, not only was he the first guy to get me to go dancing, but he actually taught me more about music, like, because he was the guy who I got, you know, the Psalm 69 album from Ministry from.
Right.
He was the, so when, and for everyone knows that dude, where you up until then it's Kenny Loggins and Tom T. Hall.
Exactly.
You know when to hold them. You know, and you go straight into,
there's a guy in high school who hooked me up too.
Yeah, and then there's Metallica's As Hard As It Got. And you're thinking you're all super badass, and then maybe you might be able to go to Megadeth or some kind of twangy thing, you know.
Yeah.
And then you discover, you know, Al Jorgensen. And since then, we've had the guy who wrote Jesus Built My Hot Rod on the TV show, and I got to interview one of the guys.
Very cool.
It's been a weird ride, eh?
Yeah.
It's been a weird 9 years. But anyway, let's get back. You're a damn good author. I'll buy Abaddon when I get spare cash, never fear. That's where last we left us, guys. It's like the shortest, longest email ever. Is there any way to get a text version of the Bloodstained Rabbit? PDF or actual book or whatever?
I was thinking of giving away one more in the 10th anniversary.
Do you have one?
Yes.
How many do you have extra? A bunch.
Very few.
You have very few.
There's the stash, and that's it. There's no more.
So you do have that
a couple. You know,
you have a couple that you've kept back in the
vault.
In the vaults.
In the vault.
In the rant vaults.
Yep. For those keep a couple back.
That's right. For those who aren't paying attention, the first book I wrote was The Bloodstained Rabbit, which I wrote originally in longhand form, you want to talk hardcore. I have. That's maybe I should do that for the 10-year anniversary. I'll bust out the handwritten copy I did. Yeah, no, I'll auction it off for a profit or something.
No,
I'll burn it in front of Sim.
No.
Oh, first page burning. Oh, shit.
No.
Oh, damn. That's right. All you have to do is eat this chicken nugget, and I'll stop burning pages. That's like the total evil. You know, who does that, right? But anyway, are we going to reprint The Bloodstained Rabbit? No, we're not. Thanks. If we ever did, there would have to be a major, like, because I was thinking about doing a reprint of Scabbed, right? A couple of tweaks I wanted to do, but if I'm going to do that, we're going to redo the cover.
Yeah, because it's going to be
a
different book.
Yeah, because it's going to be, I've got some background
distinguish
stuff.
Them.
You know, and there's a few ideas. So this is, did you unbrick that iPhone? But you half unbricked
it.
It's
iPhone. Looking better. It
well,
because
people
an
are concerned,
mark.
Man. Because you know, you started off by saying that the rant meet somebody bricked their iPhone, and Enki is so ninjutsu, he's unbricking an iPhone on the fly. which you know, and first time, you know,
yeah.
So big successful. So they'll be, you know, we'll have to introduce alcohol, and later we'll make a movie for the internet. So where were we going before we got back on the
Bloodstained iPhone? Rabbit?
Bloodstained. So and we're gonna I'd rather not. And the reason why. Yeah. The reason why. Is because the people who originally bought that book didn't know there was going to be another book. They didn't know that there was going to be a second book.
A second printing, you mean? Or a second book?
No, a second book at all. Oh. They kind of knew, but like those were the people who kind of... So if I reprint that book exactly as seen, that will devalue the book, right? Because they bought it. It's a collector's item. There's only,
knowing
what,
that would be a 250. Yeah.
There's 250 copies of the book floating around.
And that's it.
That's her. If you don't have a copy of the book... Fuck you! You're not getting it.
Yep.
Okay. Now you could do, because the original books that came out, all the original books that I write, all have a sigil on the cover.
Yep.
Actually, a Vertomic symbol matrix on the cover, and so the design is so that if you have all original first editions of each, it'll look like this series of white books with symbols on the cover. No matter what the book is, you're gonna pull out, there'll be a different symbol on the cover. And I have different symbols that I've got for different things, and it's all based on this language I created, yada yada yada. Well, you know, this is what happens when you do
writer
when you slowly go crazy over time, you know. Hey, it's better than Neal Stephenson, the guy like longhand wrote with a quill his last book, like you've got too much free fucking time on your hands. Well, they got it down at that museum in Seattle.
You go down.
Yeah, yeah. You go down there, and he took a quill and a pen, and he wrote the what's the latest Stevenson book? You know what I'm saying too.
Thank you.
Yeah, the Baroque Cycle. He wrote the Baroque Cycle with a quill, longhand, and they actually have the manuscript,
wow.
Which is like fat. It's like you can stack it up this high. I'm like crazy. And hey, it's Neil. We love
cool.
Neil. He wrote Snow Crash. He kind of's gone a little bit insane since then, but hey, fair ball. You know, Clive did it too. Clive wrote some good stuff. Then he went all crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Right, started writing Magica. You know, it started going really wacko, you know. And now, because I can't really fault these guys, because, I mean, I started doing my horror stuff, and then I made the mistake of doing some After Now stuff. And everyone's, yeah, well, everyone's all like, oh, After Now rules! And I'm like, I hate you all. Right,
no, you don't like my stuff that I like.
Unbricked.
Fixed.
All
right.
Unbricked.
Time.
Unbricked and unjailed.
20 minutes.
And we're 21 minutes in, and now he's like, he's the hero. So let's talk about, this is January 7th right now.
Yes.
Yes, temporal shifting.
You're listening to this on January 7th.
The tempo graphics of the whole situation.
So it's 4 days after the 9th anniversary of Rant.
That's right. So what's your New Year's resolution?
I'm perfect in every way. Doing more media.
Doing more.
Putting more
that
media
is
out.
Such a wimp.
No, because Patrolling, it
that
took
is a wuss.
2 years to put out second season of Patrolling, and I look back in the first season, it was all put out in 6 months.
Was it?
Yes, it was.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you...
And we already started filming the second season. Wow.
You got a chick now.
Yeah.
Right, which
things
means
change,
that I no longer have a vegan monkey on my back. Hooray!
Yay! Free time for Sean.
Hooray! Between that and an Oblivion addiction he's working on.
Yeah, not so good.
No, it's good. It's good. So,
but yeah, more media. More.
More. So. David, were you indicating that you want to talk about your news resolution?
Yes. Actually, I was going to slip in one for Sim here because I sent...
We're going to suggest
New Year's
resolutions.
Yes, because I sent in a photograph of myself to you for the listener page a year and a half ago.
I don't believe you're segueing into that.
And
Sim, where the hell is that photograph? You sent it in a year and a half ago.
You said you would have it up on the next update.
Oh, my God, how embarrassing.
You said it was going to be a month later.
All right, I'm taking your mic away. All right.
Those will go up. I do have a backlog of listener pictures.
I can't believe that.
Where's
very
my big
listener
backlog.
Pick? Sim. Oh, my God. You know what mine is? You're
we shouldn't
laugh.
Invite fans over.
No, we shouldn't ever.
See, they're ragging on me. Usually they just go after you.
Oh, it's all well and good when they're just after. It's okay. He's a dancing monkey. We can
That's
kill
right.
him.
Attack Sean.
Oh, no. They're becoming restless. You know what mine is?
Okay.
You're not going to believe this. And I'm going to say it on the air here, too, for the 9-year anniversary.
Yes. Ooh, what?
Yeah. No.
Scariness.
Yeah. I want to try to stop swearing.
God, no,
no, I do. I do. No, yeah, I know. No. I do. I do. I do. No, I'm getting groans from all around the room. Okay, why not? Why not? Pass around. We'll talk about why not. Why not? What's your reason why not?
It's not the same.
It's not, not the, okay. Okay, we'll give it over to this guy here. Okay, what's your? Oh yeah, we got it. We got it. We got to watch the cables here. We got static everywhere. All right, so why not? Why not? Why not?
How the heck are you going to finish your lines with "I'm the fucking man"?
I haven't done that in a long time though. I haven't done that. When was the last time I did anything live where I ended it with "My name's Sean Kennedy and I'm the fucking man"?
Yeah. Oh.
Oh boy. Uh-huh. Good call. Now that said though, that said, I mean, I could always stop swearing in day to day life. And then just save it for the show. Okay. You know, I mean, that's that. Oh, oh, we got another dude here. Okay, identify yourself.
Sparky.
Okay.
This would be your second attempt.
Oh, probably fourth or fifth. Yeah, like
fifth,
tenth.
Fifth
yeah.
attempt.
It's so, hard. It's
so
hard.
This
it's,
is like
it's,
me quitting smoking.
Pardon me?
This is like me quitting smoking.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's very, very difficult to do. And it's, it, which is weird, though, because with smoking, it's like it's a chemical addiction. Right,
like swearing. Like,
yeah. Well, no.
You're but programmed your is, brain.
Yeah, you've programmed your brain, but there's not a physical byproduct to stopping swearing. There shouldn't be. It's
there's
a language 12, choice.
There's 12 people in this room that I probably would differ with you.
No. But, okay. yes, I understand where you're going with this, but on a purely psychological level, you shouldn't have that much of a problem, should you? I mean, it shouldn't be that hard. Yet it is. This is curious.
If I were to perhaps maybe arrange a session with the two of you to sit down and do a show for an hour in which you didn't swear?
Now, that's just it. I there has to be some sort of room here, okay? I think that the online persona of Sean is quite different from the you know, real life version of Sean. The online persona is this dynamic, powerful person. In real life, I'm this horribly whipped married guy, you know, who you know, hides in his basement and records things for his wife with all his nerdy friends. This is you know what I do. Oh God, kill me now, Bill! Shoot now, kill me now. So which now you finally got that joke. But anyway, we watched.
No.
You did. We just watched Exorcist 3.
Oh, okay.
Bill, shoot now, kill me now.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Jeez.
That's right, yeah.
You totally don't remember that. You're just saying
I
that.
Do now.
Oh, okay, yes. Now you do. Right.
I know the reference now.
Jeez. And you know what? Okay, I'm going to out this guy right now. You
don't.
Ready for this? Yeah, you are. I'm outing you. He's getting outed. Sim, which I realize now that you look like Steven Spielberg. But I should note.
No, not me.
That Sim actually is has never seen the Indiana Jones series. I know. That's.
Hey, Mike's quitting. I don't watch movies
people
on TV.
People are astounded. We don't have no one on Mike, but people are like, it's on TV for free.
I've seen the third one.
Leave that's me it. Alone. He's hiding.
I haven't seen the first one.
But there's other films. It wasn't second. Until I showed him RoboCop when I ducked out of a Sparky's wedding, I might add, to do that. But no. To be fair, I'd spent the entire, because I emceed it. So, you know, I was up there running around trying to be all crazy and stuff. So, I mean, enough's enough. I got to go. And I hate weddings. I hate weddings. I do. I've done so many freaking weddings. Everyone's like, can you MC my wedding? I'm like, no, die.
You'd be the perfect person.
If it wasn't for the fact that now Sim is getting married. yeah. And now that Sim's getting married, I'm going to be doing the best man thing at the wedding, which is good because technically your job as the best man is to make sure the groom doesn't run, which is a great patrolling bit. You know, you got Sim
could
running,
yep.
And he's like running,
no!
and you just totally rip off everyone. There's like Sim in like the island boat and stuff, and there's like the burning village.
Get away.
And he's like talking to people, and you have like the segue of the person who gives you the ride in the pickup truck, and then you got the truck run off the road, and they got like handcuffed to the bumper, and I'm like going to work on him an X-Acto knife to get the truth and stuff. And, oh, yeah, it'd be good. You get all Jack Bauer on that stuff. It'd be great, you know? I'm looking for Sim, skinny, vegan. You know, it'd be awesome. Come with me if you want to be married. yeah, don't go with me if you want to live. You know, a lot of people rip on marriage. They do. It's a weird one because like it's kind of strange. Like Rant Media,
yeah,
has got 9 years in.
Yes,
my marriage has got 9 years in. Coincidence?
I think not.
Maybe, maybe the chicks are with me because of Rant Media. Maybe if I stop doing Rant Media, my wife will leave me.
Could be.
I doubt
it. Anki got married. Mike got married.
Yeah.
I'm getting married.
Everybody's getting married. It's frightening.
Yeah.
No, nobody's breeding yet, so that's
no,
okay.
No, that's
as long
good.
As long as
at least
keep,
it prevents that.
Yeah, larval humans. Got to keep
the laptops.
Yeah, the laptops.
Baking the junk.
So, that's my New Year's resolution. Now, I can see that my New Year's resolution about, you know, not swearing is not a popular one. A lot of people like that.
It's not going to happen.
You can take it up with my wife.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Now, I have a quandary scenario.
In everyday life, great. Go for it.
Yeah, but, like, you know, what you talking about, Willis? Okay. Speaking of 80s, good segue from that. What you talking about, Willis?
But there's no
work
segue.
With me.
Okay,
you're the only
that
partner.
That was amazing.
No, that was thank you.
In our next story.
Okay. Everybody's pretty much seen Gremlins.
Yes,
that horrible
I have
movie.
Seen that one.
Yeah, just thank
in
you.
The theater when it came out.
Oh, I stung him with an Indiana Jones when he's mad now. It's like, oh god. Mind you, we did watch Heart of Darkness the other day on DVD.
Hearts of Darkness.
Hearts of Darkness, which is the documentary about the making of Apocalypse Now.
Very
which
good.
Anyone who ever sees it, everybody in the movie is high.
Everybody,
like Lance, the guy on the boat who painted his face and went up and talked to the Indians, he's still like that.
Yes.
Like, the guy never left the jungle. Like, seriously, he's still on the boat. That guy's like a
never leave the boat.
He is an acid casualty. You go meet him today and he's like still like that. And I'm just like, wow. Like, what do you do now?
Good casting.
Yeah, like, there you go. Well done you. And of course, Morpheus was 14 years old.
Yep.
When he did that,
people down in the back.
Yeah,
throat.
He was 14 years old when he was the dude who played Morpheus,
Chef.
Lawrence Fishburne. Thank you.
Was his name nickname Chef on the?
No, Chef. Boat. Chef is the guy. I believe. I don't know if anyone can verify.
No,
this.
No, that's right. He had the mustache. Chef
anyone who's online right now, if you can tell me if in the movie Falling Down, if the guy who is owned the Army Surplus Store in Falling Down was the same character, is the same actor as Chef, because they
seems.
I think they seem to be. You could make that
same
same look, and he's like, wow, man. And I think he is, and it'd be an interesting segue to have that character as the guy who runs the Army Surplus Store.
That'd be perfect.
Well, the guy who played Chef on Apocalypse Now, there was an Army Surplus Store dude.
Just see if he acted in Falling
just
Down.
Just say if he was in Falling Down. I don't remember what his actual name is, but...
No, not Chef on South Park.
All right, but back to Gremlins. While we're talking about
back to Gremlins.
Back to Gremlins. Well, I have a moral quandary about Gremlins. I was having a shower the other day.
How can you not feed them after midnight? It's always after midnight.
Well, here's the thing, right? Gizmo in my little. It is?
Really?
I called that. Sweet.
Nice.
Sweet. Nice.
Watch
nice.
The cable.
Happy.
Watch
happy.
The cable.
Happy. Happy. Okay. Happy cable. Wires suck. All right.
Yes,
so
do.
Anyway. Gizmo, right? Little kid.
Yes.
Right, that little dude. Right, yeah, little meh, right.
Yep.
Okay, now, the thing is, he's beautiful, he's adorable, he's cuddly, right?
Yeah.
Who doesn't love Gizmo? But if you get Gizmo wet, it's on, okay?
Yeah.
If you feed Gizmo after midnight, it's on, okay? And bright light kills Gizmo.
Yeah.
I submit to you that Gizmo's a terrorist. I do. So I'm wondering,
okay.
Does this justify... killing Gizmo.
He's dangerous.
He is, without a doubt. I mean, now,
potential
I was speaking with DJ
terror.
Vortex about this, and he stated that, well, I mean, you know, he just needs to be contained. You know, you could contain Gizmo.
True.
And you're good to go.
If you can ensure that.
Well, yeah, if you can ensure that. But, like, what's your risk versus reward?
Big risk.
Your reward of containing Gizmo is that you have cute fluff ball in a basket, good fun at parties.
Or overtaking of the world of gremlins.
Well, holy bioweapon.
Yeah.
I'm going to drop Gizmo off, airdrop into the Pacific Ocean. Have a day. yeah. Boom. Oh, wow. That's not so cute.
They get on land
now.
And start eating. And then
so I would think that Gizmo's actually, like that little fluffy dude, I would argue he should probably be killed. But wouldn't that make you a bad guy in the movie?
The old guy in the store did warn them.
He did. And he's grossly, grossly irresponsible to be selling a, you know, being of mass destruction.
Yes.
I mean, it was snowing, for God's sakes.
It's water-ish.
It is water in solid form.
It melts.
I mean, one
Gizmo's
day...
Gizmo's probably warm.
What
melts?
If Gizmo gets in the rain? I mean, you know, these are major issues that, you know, deform in the psyche of children in the 80s.
That's right.
And it teaches people that, you know what, just because you've got, you know, some terminal illness that's rapidly spreading that could wipe out half the planet, you should be allowed to live. So what?
What?
Well, this is it. This is it. Like, if I had Ebola, this rapid airborne Ebola that, like, crashed like rage 28 days later.
I thought you were arguing the other way.
No, that's my point, is I think that, like, they should have killed Gizmo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so I am
arguing the other way.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay, that's the way I thought you'd argue.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
But I'm thinking about this now because I mean, I've got the little statue of Gizmo.
Risk versus reward.
Yeah, so I'm trying to think.
Good versus bad.
You know, that's. I'd be interested to get some feedback on that, you know. So since it's I've got people
too
here,
dangerous.
Anybody got a comment
on
this?
But then you got the endangered species aspect of Gizmo.
Oh, okay. That's okay. What's your take?
Oh, this is Richard.
Okay,
Richard.
Right into the mic. Go
okay, cool.
Like this.
Okay. You could use Gizmo to end world hunger.
Oh, shit. Oh,
true.
Shit.
Just
add
water.
Yep. Edible gremlins.
That's right.
And David's got some. Yeah.
Hey, this is JD again. As someone who has had numerous terminal illnesses through his life, I am going to be a bit of an opponent to your opinion here. And I'm going to go back on something that you said about suicide.
12 years ago.
No. This has been a recurring theme for you.
Okay, go ahead.
Is that you should never kill yourself. If you ever have the chance to extend your life, it's worth it every single time. If you kill me, I may miss out on a cure. Or I may miss out on that one little chance of me getting better. Contain me, keep me away from everything else, but don't cut me off just yet.
Gizmo wasn't dying, though. And I understand what you're saying, though.
Yeah.
About the whole, like, you know, the terminal illness thing.
I don't think we're giving Gizmo the option, though.
And at this point. Recently, one of the things on the suicide option, I've been giving that a lot of thought lately, too, because when you think about suicide, when I originally talked about suicide, I was talking about teen suicide. Right? I was talking about young people getting depressed.
Having trouble.
You know, sucking on the 12-gauge pipe, have a day. Right? But the thing is that when Hunter S. Thompson killed himself, which I think was it just this year? Was it 2000? It was last year. He, that really put me out. Like, that really threw me for a loop. I mean, I totally respected the guy. Geeks himself.
Because you're thinking, why?
Why would you do that? Well, I mean, so should you be allowed to check yourself out on your own terms? Now, that's a dangerous, dangerous idea.
Yeah.
Because, like, what is it? This, like, the 60-plus club? Like, when do you decide when you should do that? Well, like, why should a guy who's 65 be able to decide to kill himself when I, at 14, should be able to decide to kill myself? You see what I mean?
Yeah.
This is the argument. So my default argument is that, no, you should always try to survive. And that's,
you should try if you can.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's kind of the test.
You're in pain 24 hours a day.
There's only two kinds of problems, right? There's software problems and hardware problems. Most of the problems that exist in the world are software problems. Right, you got software problems, you need to format reinstall your software, you'll be fine. Mm-hmm. If you've got a hardware problem, I mean, that may cause you to have some software problems as well. You know, like, I have that weird brain amoeba. Have you heard about that thing? It's in the States right now? No. They got this weird amoeba in, like, the
Sounds
warmer
like
lakes and people go swimming. No, this is legit. You've heard about this.
Really?
No, it's this weird amoeba. You go swimming in a lake, and these are like lakes, okay? This amoeba gets into your sinuses and basically eats your brain. Like, 3 days later, you're fucking dead.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's like right out of a science fiction movie. I'm like...
Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, you just like you like crash and your brain bleeds out your nose. It's like super crappy ways to die for thousands. The only other one that was crappier than that was the chick who was in Africa and she got that weird parasite in her eyes. And in a period of 17 hours, it ate her eyes out and she had no eyes left. I'm like, wow, places not to visit. Africa, check.
Yeah.
Click here if you'd like to avoid Africa. Click.
I'll note that amoeba is only in the southern American states.
So you know.
Yeah, well,
we're pretty safe then.
Yeah, it's like...
Texas.
Deleted. But apparently because of the whole global warming thing, they're finding it in other lakes and rivers.
It's moving up.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
Coincidentally, isn't the CDC located in Atlanta, which is also in the southern American states?
Coincidence?
We're just testing.
We're just testing the brain.
Got loose.
I don't know. You know, they say that, like, now there's actually people talking. Because I used to think that the chemtrail thing was just a load of shit.
Yeah,
I
saw that page.
I was just like
things
well,
in the sky.
You know,
come on, guys.
The jet goes by. There's some white lines. Jets go by. There's white lines. Come on.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, there's been a major news station did a report on it. I think I put it on Newsreel. Actually, I think I recorded the audio.
I think so.
Yeah, I did.
That's right.
I did.
In the beginning of a show.
That's right. Yeah. And it was like, that's a major news report where they're saying, yeah, we're putting shit in the atmosphere.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay.
I couldn't believe it.
Well, you denied it for years. It's kind of like the 9/11 story.
Yeah.
Is what you told us the truth? No. Then we don't care what the truth is. What matters is that you lied to us. That's the problem.
Yeah.
So beyond that, if you're lying about that one thing, what's the chance you're going to lie more to cover that shit up? See, this is the problem here. That's the problem with the whole 9/11 thing. But, I mean, I'm like 38 minutes into this. And we're talking shit everywhere. So, you're great. We don't care. Meanwhile, guys, like, for God's sake, are you going to give me any news? Where's the fucking news? Nobody asks me for advice anymore.
maybe
nobody asks me for advice anymore. I'm so hurt.
You're laughing.
Everyone's laughing. They're like, "Yeah, there's a reason for that shit, John.
It's because you're stupid."
You've helped everyone out.
Yeah.
There you go.
And so, with the lack of advice, you know, nobody wants to know what it is that I have to say because maybe I've succeeded. You know,
everybody is perfectly fine.
The world is
everybody's
okay.
Good.
Middle East.
Solved.
Sean!
Solved.
You know, we got these Arabs and these Jews, and they're not getting along.
I think you addressed that.
I addressed that at the beginning before we started recording. It's bizarre to me that, you know, nobody wants my advice anymore. maybe it's because I breeze over.
Could be bad.
Well, I never, you know, I usually go, when I start talking about it, I do digital baptisms, and there's no digital baptisms this week, and then yes. I cover it, then people know. So maybe people don't remember.
Maybe.
About
maybe they're
listening
to the newest ones, and they're like,
I always like the Onion stuff, you know, like Ask a Gutshot Policeman. Did you ever read that one?
Yes.
You know, where it's like, "Dear Gutshot Policeman, my dog won't come home." And Gutshot Policeman says, "Oh, God, my stomach! I'm in dying
Call
on
an ambulance."
Totally unrelated to anything they've said. And then, you know, the next one, same response. It's funny.
Yes, Ask a Ronin.
In the news!
Remember that?
In the news, yeah. Ask a Ronin was some classic
so
shit.
So good.
That was some classic shit. In booster news, this is probably one of the scariest stories I've seen in a while because this is like a... Like, okay, as we all know, pharma fascism is my new Scientology. Okay,
yes.
That's my new thing that I'm like, wow, check out how evil I think you are. It's so incredibly, I'll say this. I've had some exposure, okay, to some of these things that make it so you don't need to sleep. And people are like, really? No, really. I've had some exposure to that. Okay?
Yes.
It's a very frightening thing because it a lot of these drugs that they're creating don't get you high, you just don't need to sleep anymore. But the side effects are things like you get very, it's hard, you become very machine-like. And they don't really know what sleep does anyway. Like, nobody's they know that you need to do it, it's kind of for defrag, and there's a bunch of different theories and shit, but nobody's really got the whole sleep thing nailed down, because, like, the human neocortex is the most complex thing known. That I think we know about at this time.
There's a great theory that I read just a little while ago about sleep is where you run through possible scenarios in your mind of things that could happen.
Sure, or defrag.
And defrag as well.
Yeah, and that's important. You need that. But now, you've heard of things like modafinil. That's the big one that everyone's talking about.
It's been around for a while, right?
Modafinil is, I think, the technical name of, like, Allertec. It's used for treating narcolepsy. If you're narcoleptic, it keeps you awake. If you're not narcoleptic,
it really keeps you awake.
It doesn't keep you awake. It's just you don't need to sleep.
Wow.
And the SAS were using it in the Balkans. So it had a little bit of a training test around that. And that's sort of come to the forefront in the news because now they found an application for it. Do you feel tired? You may suffer from sleepiness. Luckily, there's a drug, you know, like, Jesus Christ.
We can cure sleep.
We can cure sleep. No, we no longer need to. And this is the problem where people will take the dream of, like, transhumanism about, you know, evolution of man and all this kind of stuff. And let me just get into the story. This is a new one. Move over cocaine. What sounds like a dream for millions of tired coffee drinkers. You know, no angle on this story. Are you tired? Feel like ass? You never get to sleep again. We just cut out this part of your brain. DARPA-funded scientists. Imagine that. The good people from DARPA. God, and how does DARPA not fund Sarcos? That's what I want to know. The bunch of you know, half-assed California mountain boys cook up a power armor that runs, can box, lift 400 pounds, and DARPA's like, oh, somebody get fucking fired over there. Seriously,
yeah.
Conan would be walking through the halls of DARPA if I was in that. I'd be like, wow, unleash the Jean Horde. Anyone get that movie reference? Jean Horde? Anyone? Bueller?
No. Oh, someone's reaching for their laptop. Gah! Cheating.
Gah! Beastmaster. God. You know. Anyway.
Sounds like a bad movie.
It was a terrible movie. They killed the tiger to make it.
Oh.
Yeah, the tiger Roo. He called the tiger Roo. Thanks for calling. You know, anyway, let me stay focus. Focus. And what sounds like a dream for millions of tired toffee drinkers, DARPA-funded scientists might have found a drug. Might
Maybe.
Have found a drug that will eliminate sleepiness. That sounds pretty innocuous and harmless. A nasal spray containing a naturally occurring brain hormone. It's naturally occurring as opposed to the unnaturally occurring brain hormones.
So where are they harvesting these brain hormones?
Of course,
hormones.
It's a naturally occurring brain hormone. That's why it's called a brain hormone. it's called orexin.
Orexin.
O-R-E-X-I-N. Orexin. Orexin or O. Can I buy a vowel? A reverse... pardon me. It's called orexin A. Reverse, and this stuff reversed the effects of sleep deprivation in monkeys. which is really unfortunate for these poor little monkeys. That's just a funny
haven't
visual.
I haven't slept in weeks,
I swear to God. Allowing them to perform like well-rested monkeys in cognitive tests. I mean, but how well is a well-rested monkey going to perform? I mean, seriously, you know.
That's a well-rested monkey.
That's a well-rested monkey you got there. The Discovery's first
just
application.
Those tests.
Shut up, I've got to get through this. This Discovery's first application will be probably in treatment of the severe sleep disorder, narcolepsy. It's a severe sleep. To see how they angle the shit. Orexin A is a promising candidate to become a sleep replacement drug. For decades, stimulants have been used in combat sleepiness. It's combat war on sleep. But they can be addictive and often have side effects, like you begin to see shit in the walls, including raising blood pressure, causing mood swings, making babies crawl on the ceiling. Siegel said that Orexin A is unique and that it only had an impact on sleepy monkeys. And not the alert ones. Like, how much do they pay in this motherfucker? You know, really. You know, you're working around. You had sleepy monkeys. That's what's right there. Now, you know what? It's on newsreel. Sleepy monkeys?
Sleepy monkeys.
Get on the fucking show. Not the alert ones. And if that is specific and reversing the effects of sleepiness without other impacts on the brain. Okay, I'm going to totally scream, fuck you, to this guy because they don't even know
the
effects.
This is the sales team writing this.
Oh, totally. Sure. Like, these people do not know. But this is the trend. This is the trend. It's like, okay, first of all, cell phones and the internet supposed to be cool, right? They became the digital leap, digital leash, rather, where now you're always at work. There used to be a time when you never phoned people at work, right? But now you have to be on call all the time. You get the digital leash all the time. You're there. And now...
Here's your new BlackBerry. You can take it home.
You can take it home. This BlackBerry's everywhere you go. We got the... We're gonna make you pay us to carry around your bugging device. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Who's the spin doctors who cooked this shit up? You know, really. And everybody knows that there's methods to turn on camera phones without people knowing about it. This is known. Okay? These are old hacks.
Because I can't do without it now.
But, like, let's look at where this is going. Where's that going? Oh, well, shit. In the beginning stage, it's like, wow, this is great. I don't need to sleep anymore. Pretty soon, you have to not sleep anymore because, oh, well, you know, for engineers, people who are on call. Hey, are you a field tech? You got to go out and repair some lines? No problem. Right. We called you. We bumped you at 2:30 in the morning.
It's like, Fred works 14-hour days. Yeah, why don't
Fred's,
you?
Fred's prepared to swallow the pills. Did you have something you wanted to say? No, you're just moving? Okay, good. But, you know, and they jump in there, and it's going to become expected. And this is the fear.
Right.
This is the fear that we're going to, not only are we going to have like a chemically castrated culture where all the young people are like, oh, you don't like red blocks? All the other children like red blocks.
What's wrong with you?
You suffer from red block syndrome. And at some point, I mean, even a 9-year-old's eventually going to be like, what the fuck? You know, that just doesn't make sense, you know, and it's moving more and more this way. And all you got to do is look at China. See what China's doing. I mean, they don't have the...
This is the bad side of transhumanism.
Well, transhumanism is kind of an interesting thing. I oftentimes wonder about the cyborg mentality. Like, okay, when it was all, you know, just it was structural damage capacity, you would think that, like, you know, juicing would be okay, right? But now, in the Rift sense, talking, right? But when you look at, like, what it can do to you as a person, like, adding machines to an organic body is kind of like a downgrade. You know, really, I mean, because it's a machine, it doesn't heal. If you came up with an organic...
You can replace it.
You can.
You can now lift anything without, you know,
but you wind up with
blinking the
eye. You wind up with Johnny Mnemonic syndrome, where it's like, I can carry 80 gigs of data in my head. Well, good for you, Johnny Mnemonic. That was hot shit in 1981.
That's right. People have to keep going for upgrades,
upgrades. And this becomes the problem. And then you have... Exactly. I can carry 2 terabytes on my USB key, Johnny. You know, you suck.
Sorry about your head.
Yeah, sorry about the childhood. You know, your mom's fat, by the way. Did you watch the show? She's pretty fat.
Oh,
yeah.
I'll have to rewatch it.
Fat, ugly war pig. Like, war pig Johnny Mnemonic mom. Johnny Mnemonic's mom was a war pig. Yeah, she was like, I'm like, now I know why I ditched my childhood. No, mommy, no. Guaranteed not to be breastfed. In Satan news. That's S-A-Y-10. Satan. Now, this is a great story. I want to get this in because we're 48 minutes. Oh, my God. The Pope has ordered his bishops to set up exorcism squads to tackle the rise of Satanism. I'm like, fuck yeah.
Squad.
Sign me up. If anybody out there is Roman Catholic, gotten in with the Pope.
Is there a problem with Satan?
There must be. They're organizing the Vatican Special Forces. Vatican
Satanism,
chiefs are concerned what they see as an increased interest in the occult. Big problems.
Ooh, wearing black clothing.
No, the occult means, you know, word meaning hidden.
Yes.
They've introduced courses for priests to combat what they call the most extreme form of godlessness.
Ooh, what is it?
Each bishop is to be told to have in his diocese a number of priests trained to fight demonic possession.
Wow.
Yeah, this is awesome.
Can you sign up for these courses?
I fucking hope so. There's got to be somebody.
You have to be a priest first.
Can I get, like, fake fatherhood papers? You know, like the little collar? I'll buy one of the outfits. That'll be sweet. The initiative
You'll probably pay for it, too.
This was... Check out who revealed this. This guy's awesome. Like, the initiative was revealed by 82-year-old Father Gabriel Amorth, which even sounds like a demonic name. The Vatican exorcist... in chief.
No way. Is that on his door?
Catholic news service Petrus, which is named after the Stone City, which is actually, you know in Indiana Jones in the third movie, which you have seen?
Yes.
There's that thing carved in the wall? Anyway,
long time.
I believe that has something to do with Petrus. But anyway, thanks be to God, we have a Pope who has decided to fight the devil head on, which is only because the Pope looks like the evil emperor. Thanks be to God that we have a pope who has the right to fight the devil on. I think this is great. Too many bishops are not taking this seriously. Yeah, the bishops are
really?
Like... Yeah, I can just see it now. This decree will come down. All the bishops will be like... Yeah, whatever, man. Too many bishops are not taking this seriously and are not delegating their priests to fight against the devil. You have to hunt high and low for a properly trained exorcist. This is prime. Thankfully... Benedict the 16th, I think I'm just reading that right, believes in the existence and dangers of evil going back to the time when he was in charge of the Congregation for the Doctrine of Faith. And they're going on, they lay a bunch of heavy, you know, fire and brimstone shit down here. But essentially, it is that they're laying out exorcisms for real. And I just think that that's fantastic. I'm hoping that, is there like a 1-8, what if, you know, us as, you know, non-Catholic civilians, if we come across somebody who's, you know, possessed quite clearly... We have to be
what
able
do we
to
do? What we need do a 1-800 number.
Well, yeah.
What's the website?
You know, how do I need 911 fire police emergency exorcist, you know, like what do you need here? Cuz really, it's not like you could really handle it.
Sean, you know what I think this is happening here.
What?
I think Benedict is taking a page out of the Bush Cheney playbook.
How you so? Know,
well, first of all, they have the whole axis of evil, North Korea, Iraq, you know, all those nasty countries out there. Now you can't go wrong. Who's more evil than the devil?
Yeah,
and
they're
trying to motivate the masses and control them the same way that the U.S. government did.
You bet. I'd be all for that. The only difference is they're not saying, we must fight against evil. Nameless evil. No. They need exorcism teams. They need specific guys. They're getting Jack Bauer the Exorcist, who's the go-to guy when the demon, you know, child starts puking the green foam. I think it's important.
And you know what? They have to fund that. And just like the U.S.
It's
takes
the Vatican.
A whole crap load of money and spends it on military gadgetry. We need it to fight the enemy.
Well, the thing is, though,
it's for the economy
of
the Vatican. And that way that the faithful will give more money to train these people to battle Satanism.
I think that's, well, I could mean,
be.
Could be, but that's pretty weak. You need to give more because Satan is out there. I mean, where's the, give me the videos for that. Man, we could make some. We could make some pro... Yeah. Exorcism movies, send them to the Vatican, maybe they'd use them.
Yeah.
We could get like blessed and stuff. I could show
have
up.
Like a
high five, Pope. You know, that'd be awesome. You know, who wouldn't want that? You know, shit, I'd be
hilarious.
In Facebook news, this is sent in by Fat Ninja, who rules. And Renegade Rabbit sent in say 10, say 8, say 9, say 10. Okay. So we got in Faceless Book news. It seems that 4chanet, global security research team, has discovered a malicious Facebook widget activity spreading on the social networking site, which ultimately prompts users to install the infamous Zango adware spyware. Facebook sucks.
Yeah. Glad I don't install 1,000 apps into Facebook.
I was on it. I was on as John Bauer, and I actually ripped off Jack Bauer's like complete bio and put it all up on the page and everything. It was pretty well done.
It's
actually
the ultimate data collection device.
It was
on the masses.
It was set up by a dude
it's
who was
amazing.
Funded by the FBI.
How much people will hand over their personal information?
Sure,
if it's
like,
cool.
You bet. Hey, not only will I like they used to like hang you and put like horses' heads in your bed and shit like that if you ratted out on your friends. Now it's like, you know,
they want you to.
It's all cool.
Where are you gonna be at this time?
Exactly. And you know what? We're out of time. It's the show. We're done. Yeah, it's going to be the end of the show. I had some other stuff, but everybody's running out of tape. They're like, that's fine.
We don't care.
But that's it for the anniversary show.
Anyway.
So I wanted to say thanks for everyone. And thanks for those of you who couldn't make it out here today. There's a lot of people
who wanted to
come here, people who go in the forums. I'm probably going to put a permanent link on my live journal going to the forums so that when people want to bitch about the stuff that I say.
You have a newsreel forum.
Yes.
There's a separate newsreel forum. They can talk about
if
the shows.
If you want to talk about how stupid my latest post was, you can go to the forums and rip on me all day.
Oh, Sean is wrong.
You betcha. Oh, Daily Hack. Daily Hack. I do have a Daily Hack. Defense Industry Daily. Sent to me by Evil Von Scary. Very good guy. Old Army buddy. And this website is, Defense Industry Daily. It's literally like an update on what...
I like that.
Yeah, he's a fantastic guy. He's an old Misfits kind of, great guy. And what this website is, though, is really neat. It's updated daily, and it's everything the defense industry is doing. So if you're going to find anything about robots, UAVs...
they got some cool stuff coming out.
They got a lot of crazy...
Military gets the cool stuff.
They get the Gucci kit, They got the billion-dollar-a-day kill brown people
have. Vatican pretty soon.
Yeah. If the Vatican's on defense...
They're going to get those shotgun crosses.
We need Terminator Space Marines. We need to get the Sarcos guys. Make the power armor. Put some... if you could get me the Pope blessing some dude in power armor
Space
with the
Pope.
Runes... Oh, God, that's so Warhammer 40K, it hurts, man.
Nice.
Inquisition.
Tie it all together.
Oh, yeah, send them out against, the Islamo-fascist Warhammer.
We think there's devils on Mars.
Yeah, sure. Red. Red right. devils. Mars. Mars has red.
We need funding for the space.
Fuck yeah, I'm all about that. If the Pope goes to space with Space Marines, I'll be like, Ilvactus Noctura, let's go. You betcha, we need to exercise Mars. And who wouldn't do that? You land with the Pope stick and be like, I hereby claim in the name of
Holy
all
water.
Oh, yeah, with the power armor. Oh, God.
Holy water on
horny,
Mars.
Horny. And that's all I got for you this week. But don't worry, we'll be back next week to make sure that you get the news you need to survive. This has been a free podcast brought to you by the Wogs Who Care. And if you cannot donate to this program, then please do distribute. And if you can donate, please do so by going to the Dark Atlas website, click on the Donate tab at the top right hot link, or send a cleverly disguised envelope to Rant Media Studios, Box 18121, 1215C, 56th Street, Delta, BC, Canada, B4M, 2M4. Got no digital baptisms, because, like my advice, nobody wants them. I wanted to thank the... wait for the next show, man. I'm going to have my whoosh, because it comes like that.
I'll be
like
good for 3 months.
Yeah, I'm like, dear Sean. And sometimes you get, the weirdest advice things. dear Sean, I want to cut off my own penis. Things like this I get.
What do
I think about that? I try not to, thank you. Don't contact me again. I wanted to thank the Army...
No pictures, please.
Yeah, no pictures, dear God, no. I wanted to thank the Army of Flying Monkeys for their assistance in gathering data. If you have information that you'd like to reach me, you can reach me at newsreel, N-E-W-S-R-E-A-L, at rantradio.com. If you like the music and background, check out some various side trance, because that's what I put behind the show. I'm going to fade out now with a track from probably nowhere, because I'm probably way out of time, so it's probably just going to be some nameless track that I'm going to fade out to. It's been a pretty full show. But remember, everyone, we will never defeat the enemy if we're at each other's throats. Do you have anything you want to add here?
See you at the 10-year anniversary.
See you at the 10-year anniversary and all the little shows in between. This next year is going to be a fantastic year for Rant Media, and thanks to all of you for making it possible.
Oh, and the last episode of Patrolling is out.
By the time
you hear this.
Yes!
With a preview of the DVD bonus material.
Then that will be the Rec Media link for today's show. So until next time, that's what Server said. End of line.